Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Real life is not a game. If you get behind the wheel intoxicated, you're gambling with your life and the lives of others. Play it safe and designate a sober driver. Learn more at chpddp.com. This message is brought to you by the California Highway Patrol.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Let's go ahead and start answering some more questions. Got this one from Connor here. PPR, flex play. Devontae Smith, Bam Knight, Rashad White, pick one. If Fournette's out here, I'm going White. If Fournette's in, I'm going Bam Knight over Devontae Smith, personally.
It's closer for me between Zonovan Knight and Devontae Smith than it is Rashad White. Rashad White, but it's the choice for me is between Devontae Smith and Bam Knight. I'd still go Zonovan Knight, I think, because AJ Brown is just that guy. So we'll see how it goes.
Who are you starting between DJ Shark and Travis Homer this week? Assuming that, you know, we have both DJ Dallas out and Kenneth Walker out.
I think Homer. And it's not really close for me, because if you can have that type of locked in workload, you know, it might not be 25 carries, but I think it's at least 17 or 18 opportunities. If you can get that at your flex spot, you know, you're sitting pretty. I like that. I like Homer there, even though DJ Shark has a really good matchup.
Would you start DJ Shark or Greg Dortch? Aaron is asking. And if you're in a PPR league and Rondell Moore, you know that Rondell Moore is out. Like, you going Dortch here?
Maybe. Oh, so tough. Yeah, I think so. I think I would go Dortch just because DeAndre Swift, you know, is back. And the Lions, looks like they're going to have their full complement of weapons for like the first time. I mean, obviously last week they had it too, but they're going to have, you know, a little continuity week to week with their full complement of weapons. So there's a lot of weapons there on the Lions offense.
Including Jameson Williams. Let's see if he gets some more offensive snaps too.
Oh, that's so exciting. You know, obviously the expectations aren't very high for him, but imagine if he, you know, goes on a run at the end of the season. What do you think that would do for his draft stock next season? Like, that could be big.
100%. Everyone who drafted him in these dynasty rookie drafts are hoping for a lot too.
Yeah.
Cade Smith's asking, triple flex, which three should I start? Pacheco, Pierce, Keenan Allen, Garrett Wilson, Hollywood Brown, and Travis Etienne. Wow. I think I'm going to eliminate Pierce.
Yeah.
I'm going to eliminate Pacheco.
Yep. Get him out of here.
And I'm going to leave it between Keenan Allen, Garrett Wilson, Hollywood, and Etienne. I think I'm going to start Keenan Allen and Garrett for sure.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Like, those are the top two here?
Yeah.
Definitely. Who would your third one be between Hollywood and Etienne?
I'm going with the three receivers. That's what I'm going with. I love the receivers, especially Hollywood Brown. You know, he has a really good rapport. He got a lot of targets last week. The production didn't match it. I think that could catch up to him this week. Garrett Wilson, obviously, I think he's a really good start with Mike White at quarterback. And then Keenan Allen, you know, is obviously getting it done with Justin Herbert. It's nothing against Etienne. I just like the upside of these other guys. There are much better offenses, I think, than Etienne is. And Etienne's been on a bit of a cold spell. He hasn't had the usage that we've liked to see. Not so many targets. If he gets back to that, you know, I would maybe consider him, but I like the receivers in this one.
Robert Alcala is asking, flex one, Demarcus Robinson, Juju, or Hunt? I think regardless, right, of whether Kawan Williams plays or not, I think I'm going to go Juju.
Yeah, it has to be. Kareem Hunt has been a non-factor after, you know, last season it looked like, you know, he was actually going to be a good part of this offense. So far, hasn't been the case. And then Demarcus Robinson, he was a one-hit wonder. He doesn't have the weak to really weak reliability and potential upside that Juju has.
Seawalk is asking, flex one, Singletary, Gallup, or Dulcich? And he's already playing Jerry Jeudy. Who are you going with here?
I don't like starting tight ends in my flex. So that kind of leaves Dulcich out. I think if you're shooting for upside, I'd go with Gallup. If you want a floor, I'd go Singletary. Dulcich, like I said, I'm tempted to say him, but starting a tight end, it's just he could have just like a two catch game, and I don't like that that potential in my flex spot. Gallup could get just not as many targets, but a lot more targets than Dulcich this week, and Singletary is going to have some rushing opportunities. So I would start Gallup for the upside, Singletary for the floor. What do you think?
I think I agree with you, and I also don't want to play two Broncos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
I don't
want to. No, that's right. It's already a bad offense. It's like playing two Rams or something like that at this point.
Aaron, another question from Aaron. Everett or Dulcich? I think I'm going to go Everett.
Yeah, I like the offense more, but the only thing about Everett is that he's competing with now a lot of pass catchers between Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Josh Palmer, Austin Eckler. You know, you have to wonder if there are going to be enough targets to go around.
But then Everett Dulcich is competing with Russell Wilson.
Yes, that is true. however, it seems like Russell Wilson likes to target Dulcich. You know, he had a couple down games in between.
Tell that obviously. To me when I was starting Dulcich for of the course. 3 weeks before this past you're, game. Tell that to
you're
me.
You're a little bit biased, but, you know.
I'm a little butthurt. That's why.
He gets the targets. That's the thing. The production might not be there because this is a bad offense. It's funny to say it, but if you want a more reliable floor, I think that Dulcich might be my play this week.
I'm going Everett.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Brian Thomas is asking, Geno Smith or Justin Herbert? I like Geno's upside way more. So go Geno, Brian. We're not going to convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have them. They're very similar quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I think in terms of their fantasy production. I'm not going to
convince... I don't want to convince him off of him if he already like kind of likes him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I mean, chances. So listen, if you have in the situations like that where they're very close, if you have somebody that you know you like this week, just go with your gut. You know, nine times out of ten, you're gonna feel much better about having gone with your gut, and then you know maybe they have a bad performance than if you yank them and then they have a good performance on your bench, and you'll be like,
exactly,
why did I overthink it? So exactly. I would just leave it in. Just go with your gut. And don't overthink it. Nine times out of ten, but most times, it's just going to be better for your team overall and the way you feel about your team moving forward.
Deontay Foreman has no injury designation going into this weekend, so that's a great sign for him that he'll be good to
right.
go. Brian Thomas is asking Corey Davis or Adam Thielen half point PPR. This is close.
These two are like the exact same role on their offense. They're both the veteran receiver with limited upside, but they could catch eight passes and have 16 points. So
I think I'm leaning Thielen.
Yeah, that's what I think too, because Garrett Wilson's there and they have talent in the backfield in New York, you know. So I'll go with Thielen. Not that they don't have talent in the backfield.
I like Thielen that, you know, because of the fact that, you know, they double team Garrett. I mean, they double team Justin Jefferson last time. Thielen had a good game in that game. So I think it's one of those situations where, you know, Thielen might be open more often than normal.
The matchup is bad.
Yeah, I would say so. Jordan Chavez is asking, would you start Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? Go Mac Jones, man. Mac Jones.
I feel like you have to, because we don't know what we're going to get with Brock Purdy.
It's such a good matchup for Mac Jones. The last time he had a good matchup against Minnesota, he put up a big game. He could have had a bigger game if they didn't call that, you know, Travis
the touchdown.
Well, I'm sorry. What was it? Hunter Henry touchdown, a non-touchdown. So
it should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Go Mac Jones. Mac Jones or Dak Prescott?
Dak.
Okay, fine.
I'm going with that just because we have, and this is the one thing, and I might be, you know, leaning this way towards Dak more than others just because I've seen him do it, because I watch their games every week. But Dak has this thing where he does fantastic. And even if the game script ends up being, you know, they're up by multiple touchdowns and they pull him from the game, he's going up. He's put up like 25, 30 points in one half before.
Yeah. I think he's definitely safer.
Yeah. It could be that type of game this week.
Agreed. Tony Stark is asking Jamal, Homer, or Breida if the injuries align. I think I'm still going Jamal Williams here over all these guys. Would you agree?
If the injuries align, meaning I guess that means Walker's out and Saquon's out.
Right.
I might start Homer over Jamal Williams just because.
I thought you liked Breida over Homer.
No. I said I'm tempted to say it. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Now I'm gonna have to listen back to the podcast because I might be a hypocrite. I don't think I am, though. I think I remember saying I'm tempted to say Breida, but I eventually agreed with you on Homer. I would maybe start Homer because, like I said, Jamal Williams works exclusively in the ground game. And if there's no touchdown, then Jamal Williams is going to do a whole lot for you. Where Homer, like I said, he could be in the 18 opportunity range. Some of that's going to come from the pass, I think, inevitably. So I would go with Homer in this situation.
Yeah. I think I'm going Jamal, I think.
All right.
Seawalker's asking, any worries of playing both Connor and Hollywood? No.
No. It's a good offense. Pretty good matchup. I think that's fine.
Follow-up question from Tony. Are we worried about T. Higgins' hamstring? I don't think so, because he's back at practice today in full uniform, so he should be fine. Let's see. This is going to be the last question here, guys. I'm going to pick one last question. Let me see if you see anything that doesn't have to do with any of these running backs that we've been talking about. Oh, here we go. Roy Cease is asking, Kansas City wide receivers available on the wire include MVS and Kadarius Toney. Would you drop Isaiah McKenzie for either of these guys? If so, which Kansas City wide receiver of those two? I would. I would drop Isaiah McKenzie for Kadarius Toney if I'm looking for upside. If I'm looking for a play this week, I'll play McKenzie. But if I'm looking for, if I can think future, later down the line, playoff time, championship time, Kadarius Toney screams. He doesn't scream league winner, but if I had to choose between him or Isaiah McKenzie, he would be the guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. As far as, you know, this week, I'm okay with playing McKenzie. But if I'm talking long term, like you said, I don't need to repeat you. I disagree with Faraz.
All right, guys, we're going to call it here. We appreciate you guys. I hope this helped. I'll be back on Sunday doing a bunch of questions. I think I don't know where I'm going to do it from. I'm going to be in New York City watching the games, I think. So I'll do it from somewhere, maybe like a sports bar or something like that. I will be going live Sunday morning to answer some last minute start sick questions. But I appreciate you guys. If you could subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, that would mean the world to us. Would really appreciate if you could do that. We'll talk to you guys. Make sure you sign up for Underdog. Use code UPPERHAND when you sign up so you get the bonus. Take it easy, guys. Later.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.